Two coordinated attacks on Iran's parliament and the mausoleum of Imam Khomeini have reportedly left at least a dozen people dead. Attackers armed with automatic rifles, pistols, and explosives burst into the two places. Reports say all the terrorists involved in the parliament siege have been killed. The Daesh terrorist group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Condemnations are pouring in over deadly terrorist attacks in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Russia, France, Syria, and the UAE have condemned the twin attacks claimed by the Daesh terrorist group. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini has also expressed solidarity with the Iranian people. Qatari banks and airlines have become the main targets of a row between Doha and a Saudi-led alliance. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and the UAE are holding off on businesses with Qatari banks. Passengers in Saudi airports are also left stranded since Riyadh has suspended Qatar Airways flights. The UAE has also banned Qataris from passing through its airports. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says Daesh terrorists have executed 163 civilians who were trying to flee the conflict area in northern Mosul. Zayd Raad Al Hussein said a number of people had also reportedly gone missing. Mosul fell to Daesh in 2014. London Mayor Sadiq Khan insists that the U.S. President's state visit to Britain should be canceled since many Britons disagree with his policies. Khan says that state visits should be given to world leaders who have distinguished services. The British government has made it clear that Donald Trump's trip will go ahead. British police have detained a man in connection with the weekend's attacks that claimed the lives of at least seven people in London. The man is suspected of commissioning, preparing, or instigating terrorist acts. On Saturday, three men rammed a van into pedestrians and then launched a knife attack. Turkish authorities have arrested the head of Amnesty International along with 22 lawyers in Izmir. Officials say that they were suspected of having links with opposition cleric Fethullah Gulen, who was accused of masterminding last year's failed coup. Amnesty said the arrests prove how arbitrary Ankara's post-coup crackdown had become. And a new video reveals that the man who attacked a policeman with a hammer outside Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris had pledged allegiance to the Daesh group. The video was found in the apartment of the attacker. France is under a state of emergency due to a recurrent terrorist threat since November 2015.